For answers, we turn to Jim Lewis, Senior Fellow for Technology and Public Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Lewis was a principal author of the 2008 report, Cybersecurity for the 44th Presidency. He joins us now for some perspective. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Great to have you. So three policies, all in the space of about 3 weeks. Are they, in fact, part of some larger whole?
Yeah, I think they are. The White House has said they were going to have some sort of comprehensive approach, and it took them a while to get started and to work through the interagency issues we're all familiar with. But, yes, we're seeing things coming out of the pipeline now at a pretty good clip.
And so these policies seem to address different areas, but one of the central, I guess, or common themes is what should the government do and what should the private sector do? Taken together, all these documents that came out, do they clarify that?
Yeah, they make a real effort to sort of redefine the policies we've been following in cybersecurity for about 15 years, which, you know, haven't worked very well. So you've got a new approach laid out. What I've been told is that one of the things that was a triggering event was the actual appointment of a coordinator of a single person. This would be Howard Schmidt, sometimes called the Cyber Czar. And having that one person to sit there and think about a coordinated strategy turned out to be a good thing.
So then are the details granular enough for everybody who's involved to start doing something? I mean, having a plan is one thing. Actually taking action is another.
Well, that's a fair point, and I think it depends on which piece of paper you're talking about. The legislative proposal is very detailed, matches pretty well with some of the Senate bills, not quite as full in scope as them, but lots of detail, some new approaches towards regulation, very helpful. The NSTIC, the identity strategy you referred to at the beginning, is right there in the details. It's got a program office. They'll be trying to do things, and it's a plan for moving ahead. The international strategy, the third piece, a little less detail, more of a broad vision of where they want to go, what they'd like to see happen. So each one is a little bit different, but if you put them all together, you've got a fair idea of what this administration wants to do.
Now let's get to the cyber legislation for a moment, because the prescription for legislation, as you say, was pretty detailed. At the same time, by some estimates, there's 45 or 50 different bills in both houses of Congress that address cyber. So do you expect that this latest prescription will result in a bill that can get passed that everybody can coalesce around?
Well, that's a darn good question, and let me give you a complicated answer. The key bill to watch is the bill being produced by the Senate Majority Leader, and that, I think, will be the text that drives a lot of this on the Senate side, and it matches up with the White House bill. That one is in good shape, and, yeah, there's a lot of potential amendments from other committees. Those are the bills I think you're referring to. But at the end of the day, we could see, with luck, a Senate bill passed maybe before the summer recess, certainly by early fall. The House is a little more complicated, and I've talked to the majority party leaders in the House, and they are committed to doing something, but it's a more complex process, you know, with sequential referral. They have to go from committee to committee. There's a lot of committees, as you noted. And they aren't sure they want to do a single bill. The Senate and the White House want a single bill. The House may want something different. So you could see some messy negotiations towards the end of the year. I think that's what we're going to have to watch for, is when this goes to conference, what will that conference look like?
One of the things that is constantly coming up as we cover cybersecurity issues is the flexibility to not just keep up with the threats, but to stay ahead of the threats. Will these policies help with that?
Yeah, they made a real effort, and I think this comes out of a lot of work you've seen done in the Senate with some of the companies at the White House. They made a real effort to come up with a flexible approach to letting the companies set the standards and then having the government enforce company compliance with those standards. And it's a new way to regulate, and it's not a bad idea. And if it works, it will provide that flexibility that we're hoping for. So everyone's gotten the message, no prescriptive regulation, which is different than saying no regulation. I think the shift that's been interesting to me is you now hear people who were even in the previous administration saying, yeah, it's time to regulate, at least for some things. So we'll see if it works, but it's a good try.
We're speaking with Jim Lewis, Senior Fellow for Technology and Public Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And I wanted to get back to Howard Schmidt's role that you mentioned a few minutes ago. When he got that job, it was called cybersecurity coordinator. It was not senior enough for some people's hopes and desires at that time. But it sounds like, despite the fact that he's not the number, you know, have close access to the Oval Office, so to speak, that he's been pretty effective. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I think the stuff you see being churned out of that office is a good sign. The one place you could say that we were hurt by him not having a more senior position is in the time it took. So you could say, well, you know, we expected, it's been more than 2 years, why did it take so long? And I think that's a consequence of the position not being as high as we wanted. But on the other hand, Howard and his team, and he has a number of good people working for him, Chris Painter, Samir Balotra. Chris, of course, has gone to state now, but he had a strong team there, and they've been able to work through the many, many obstacles they faced to produce a package of initiatives.
What do you wish might have made it into these policy papers that didn't make it, and what are you really happy to see in there?
I'm pretty happy across the board. I mean, I think that we did a report at the beginning of this year that said, here are the 10 things that we had hoped would have happened when we wrote our first report in December of 2008. None of them have happened, but we think they're all within range. They're achievable. And, you know, this is an easy checklist to measure how well the administration's done. And if you look at the 10 things we talked about, an identity strategy, a comprehensive international strategy, a legislative package, they've hit a lot of them on the head. We'll see, you know, what legislation's like. I mean, the bill goes in and lots of people amend and change, and so we don't know what the final product will be. But overall, I'm pretty happy with this. NSTIC is the one place that probably is going to be troublesome because this is, I've lost count, our third or fourth try to come up with some kind of identity strategy, and it's really hard. It may be a difficult one to pull off. So if I was going to say anything where we could use a little more work, it's with this identity strategy. But the other two, I'm pretty happy.
Now, on the international policy, it came close, but it never quite said whether we would have counter-cyber warfare as part of the security policy. Should they have said that, or are they just keeping that close to the vest?
Well, they had a declaratory policy buried on page 14, but it's actually quite a strong declaratory policy, and that is the U.S. saying what the president said in May 29, 2009, cyberspace is a vital national asset and we'll use all appropriate means to protect it. And they expanded that a little bit in the strategy. I think that's a good hint for people. It's you know, kind of the kabuki language you sometimes get in diplomacy and foreign affairs, but other countries will know what that means. It means that we will use whatever means necessary, including offensive action, to defend our interests. And that was a pretty good sign. So a lot of people are happy with that declaratory policy and the new strategy.
And finally, there was some debate between, or at least on Capitol Hill, about whether it would be Homeland Security or Commerce, because one of the Senate bills favored Commerce as kind of the lead agency for cyber across government. It looks like DHS won out in the strategy, in the legislative prescription strategy. So does it look like a turf war has been won? Is that the reason for that?
Well, you know the Hill, and the Hill has turf wars too. And so a lot of times when you see agency assignments, it has more to do with which committee is in play. But in this case, the administration has decided that DHS will be the agency in charge of cybersecurity. And at least on the domestic side, that's just clear across the board. And I've spoken to many people about it. It's a decision they came to a few months ago, and they're sticking with it. Some support on the Senate. The thing to watch in the Senate and the House is people are saying, well, DHS, okay, but what about DOD's role? And so that's going to be something we're going to have to work on, more clarification of the split between DHS, which has the lead, and DOD, which has a lot of the capability.
Okay, well, to that point, then what should feds be watching for, and what specifically are you going to be watching for over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'm going to watch for more international discussions. I think there's already been some discussions with the Russians. That's kind of an amazing breakthrough, but formal discussions with the Russians, maybe with some other countries. I'm going to be watching how the identity strategy rolls out. They're having some kind of workshop or conference in June. That might be a good one to watch. And finally, on the legislation, watch the Reid bill and watch Congressman Thornberry in the House. I think those are the two key points to see what progress we're making. So none of this is certain. None of this could – everything could easily fall off the rails, but we have a good chance to make some real improvements in the next few months.